Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Once Upon a Crescent. This is season 7 with your host and storyteller, Mrs. Hashmi. This podcast show is especially about kids like you. My dear Muslim kid listeners, you are incredibly special to me because if you think about it, I am a part of your imagination. While I'm telling the story, you are imagining it. Now that's really special. Let's get started. Where's that imagination button that I have to push to start this episode? Oh, there it is.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Today's story is Abdaya and Nusayba go to a protest.
Abdullah and Nusayba ran to the front door, knowing exactly what was being delivered to their house. The kids had just video-called their grandparents, who they called Nina and Nanabai. They informed them of a package that was being delivered in a few minutes. Both kiddos knew that this package, dropped at the front door, was specifically for them as a gift from their grandparents. Abdullah stood behind his mom with excitement as Mama brought the big cardboard box inside.
Mommy, can I help you open it up? Abdullah asked politely.
I want to help!
Nusayba added while jumping around the cardboard box. Mama opened the box slightly, just enough so the kids could pry it open themselves. Abdullah and Nusayba used all of their strength to pull open the box. The gift from Abdullah and Nusayba's grandparents was exactly what Abdullah was imagining. Inside the box was a lightsaber that lit up in a bright red and green light. It even had some amazing sound effects. Nusayba dug around the box to spot her gift. It was a pack of dollhouse furniture to add to her dollhouse.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Nusayba was so grateful for the new toy.
Mommy, I want to go play, please.
The kids exclaimed as they rushed to play with their new toys. Abdullah ran off to enjoy his lightsaber, pretending to swoosh and smack some bad guys.
Nusayba, did you see my stormtrooper costume?
He asked while looking around in the living room. Mama pulled it up from behind the couch cushions.
Oh, look at that. It was tucked and hidden here. Come here, I'll help you wear it.
The kids used their imaginations in wondrous ways while playing. Mama looked to the living room where her kids were happily enjoying themselves. Baba came down the stairs, ready in his going out clothes. Mama was confused. Everyone else was still in pajamas, barely starting their Saturday morning. This was odd. Baba usually enjoys staying home on the weekends. How come he was all dressed up? Even Abdullah noticed this.
Daddy, where are you going?
Oh, do you mean where are we going? Let's all get ready to go to the protest that's happening soon. There will be hundreds of people gathering in downtown today.
Abdullah squinted at the sound of that new word.
A protest? What's that, Daddy?
That's a good question. Well, a protest is a gathering. A lot of people come together to let the people in charge of the laws know how they feel about certain things. So if the lawmakers make a decision about something and a lot of people don't like that decision, they can make their voices and feelings heard in a big group this way.
Mama joined in the conversation too.
Yeah, Abdullah, imagine if, for example, all these toys here...
Mama dumped out a bin full of white and black stormtroopers.
She carefully arranged these little toys side by side in rows of 10 and continued. Oh, okay, there we go. I finally arranged them. Okay, so imagine if all of these stormtrooper toys here suddenly realized that they don't like the decision of the Empire. So what they would do is they would gather all together, and then they would march to the Empire, and then they would tell them not to make unfair rules, because that is one reason why people protest when there's something that's happening that is so unfair. Abdullah interrupted. Like what, Mommy? What's the unfair rule? Mama paused and then suddenly exclaimed, Oh, okay, let me tell you an unfair rule that we can pretend that the stormtroopers are protesting. Imagine if the Empire said that people and all kids were not allowed to play. They weren't allowed to play with their favorite toys, and they weren't allowed to eat their favorite snacks, ever. Like it was forbidden to have fun and go where you want to enjoy what you want. Abdullah gasped, That's not fair, Mommy. Yes, exactly. So one way these little toys here could show that they don't like these rules is by protesting. So all of them would get together at the door of the Empire headquarters and they would make their voices heard. Abdullah stared at the neat rows of stormtroopers that his mom had arranged for him. Baba added,
Protesting is a way to stand up for something you believe in. So maybe these stormtroopers believe that people should be able to play and eat their favorite snacks, so they chat together in a protest.
Baba repeated the chant a few times.
Let people play. Let people eat. Let people play. Let people eat.
Nuseiba came running into the living room to join her daddy in the chant.
Let people play! Let people eat! Let people play! Let people eat!
She added in her strong voice. Mama and Baba laughed. Abdullah was taking his time in understanding what a protest was. He asked quietly, Daddy, do we have to go? I want to stay home and play with my lightsaber. Daddy smiled.
Let's go for a bit. And hey, how about you bring the lightsaber to the protest?
Abdullah's face lit up. Yes! He ran to put on his shoes with his lightsaber clutched in his hands. Mama and Nuseiba followed Abdullah out to the car. The family sat in the car and immediately recited the traveling dua.
سبحان الذي سخر لنا هذا وما كنا له مقرنين وإنا إلى ربنا لمنقلبون.
After some time, the family finally arrived to downtown, where there were thousands of people dressed in similar colors. Abdullah peered outside his window to see a large flag waving among the crowds of people. It was striped black, white, and green, with a red triangle on the left side. Abdullah knew this flag. Daddy, that's the flag for Fall Asleep, right? Daddy nodded.
Yes, yes it is.
Abdullah continued to watch the crowds as his family drove through the streets of downtown. He could hear people on megaphones. He heard drums and chanting too.
Occupation is a crime. Occupation is a crime.
Free, free Palestine.
Free, free, free Palestine.
Baba rolled down the windows. When Baba parked the car, the family joined the hundreds of people in their march and protest in downtown. Baba took Abdullah and lifted him on his shoulders. Abdullah held onto his lightsaber tightly. He waved it forward and backward, just like other people did to the flags that they brought. Mama held a Nuseba as they all walked forward, inch by inch, together, listening to the speakers on the megaphone. Mama and Baba joined the chants as well.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Occupation is a crime!
Occupation is a crime!
Abdullah was tapped on the shoulder by a very tall teenager. He looked to his side to see the teenager's friendly face. The teenager handed a cloth that was the Palestinian flag. He asked Abdullah,
"Hey, do you want me to attach this flag to your lightsaber? You can wave it around for us."
Abdullah nodded in excitement. The teenager took the flag and inserted it into the lightsaber, tightly securing the flag onto the lightsaber. Now the lightsaber looked like a flagpole. Abdullah pushed his lightsaber buttons firmly to see the whole thing light up in green. Then it lit up in red. Abdullah pushed the buttons again and again to hear the sound effects of his toy. He was now using it to hold the Palestinian flag during this march. Abdullah smiled at this very cool idea. There were so many people around him who cheered and gave him a thumbs up as they marched past him. Nuseba reached over to Baba, wanting a turn with the cool lightsaber flag. Abdullah noticed that his little sister also wanted to join in on the fun. He passed it to Nuseba so she could try it out. Abdullah watched the crowds of people moving together. He remained on top of his Baba's shoulders, listening, watching, and learning. The speaker took a pause from his chants and then announced,
"I'm proud of you all for coming out today in strong numbers to show up for our brothers and sisters who are being treated unfairly. I want to share a hadith with you all today so you can reflect on it even when this protest is done. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whosoever of you sees an evil, let him change it with his hand. And if he is not able to do so, then let him change it with his tongue. And if he is not able to do so, then with his heart. And that is the weakest of faith. Keep talking out against the evils and injustices happening. It is our duty to stand for what's right. Are you ready to finish out this march?"
The large crowd of people replied together with cheers and applause and a loud,
"Yes!" Yes!
Even Abdullah and Nuseba were answering the speaker too. Abdullah asked out loud above all the loud noises around him, "Daddy, can we stay until the end?" Daddy smiled and nodded. Abdullah remained on top of his dad's shoulders, continuing his observations of these huge crowds of people chanting, marching, and waving the Palestinian flag together. They were protesting as one big united group against all the unfair things that were happening in the world. Abdullah took a look around and smiled. He continued to chant and protest, just like the thousands of people around him.
Listening to today's story by Mrs. Hasmi.
Today's story is sponsored by my dear friend, Sister Raima, for her two kids, Abdullah and Nuseba. I hope you enjoyed this story. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum.